Before we start the show, I just want to know, have you gone to TrillNBA.com and gotten your copy of The 3-Step Surefire Method to Ask for Help Without Getting Dinged? Have you got your copy yet? Well, if you haven't, you need to. Let me tell you about Julia. Julia writes, "So my review went very well. I've only been in the role for 6 months, so I definitely need help. I used the information on inquiring about leadership style and expectations. I gained so much insight on my boss and how to slay my role. Until that podcast, I would have never thought to ask for help. I would have just thugged it out. But she was impressed and I felt motivated and empowered." Listen, you guys, there is no need for you to thug out your role. All you have to do is go to TrillNBA.com and sign up to get the 3-step surefire method to ask for help without getting dinged. So go forth and prosper. Let's start the show. Welcome to the TrillNBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Easter Sunday, everybody. It's Easter already. Listen, I'm not going to take up too much of your time this holiday. For me, this time of year puts me in a reflective mood because, one, it's the beginning of Q2, and two, it's another holiday. This holiday, Easter, it represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ for many, many people who practice Christianity all over the world. Yay! There's a lot we can take from the story of Jesus, regardless if you believe Jesus is your homeboy or not. I happen to believe Jesus is my homeboy, and I practice Christianity, but I do have a healthy respect for all religious backgrounds. Even if you have no religious background or you don't believe that anything exists, that's fine. That's your prerogative, and that's why we live in a democracy. But if you're listening to this show, just know this is my show. And here at the TrillNBA Show, I'm going to talk about my main man, Jesus. All right? All right. Now that we got that straight, today I'm going to share what we as Black women need to understand from the lesson of the resurrection and how to apply this to our career management. Yes. Put Jesus in your career management, girl. So, when you think about the story, this man was nailed to a cross and he bled and died for all of our sins. And he didn't even do nothing wrong. So, there's lesson in discomfort and pain, perceived failure, redemption, because he did rise on the third day. And never giving up on your purpose, even when you ask God, like, please, I don't want to do this. Because y'all know Jesus is like, you know, I really don't want to do this. God, can we talk about this? You know, he went in the mountains a lot to talk to God and be like, you know, these people, I know you love them, but yeah. In this lesson, I truly believe Jesus died on the cross so that we would not have to be miserable and suffer at work. Like, seriously, I know y'all may think I sound crazy right now, but think about it. Let's look at these lessons. So lesson one, bad things will happen to you, even if it's not your fault. But you can't give up on the path set out for you. So think about it. Jesus didn't do anything wrong. Like, they just was mad that he was Jesus, in a nutshell. And if you're a theologian, forgive me, I'm really not doing it justice, but just follow where I'm going. Jesus made people uncomfortable with the truth of who he was, and they just didn't like him. Does that sound familiar? how many times have you been in an office or in your workplace and people just uncomfortable because of all your wonderful Black girl magic, and they just don't understand it, they don't get it, you're able to survive through all of the BS, and they're like, well, who she thinks she is? Kind of the same thing happened to Jesus. So because of this, they nailed him to a cross so that he can have an excruciating and torturous death. How many times have you been in a meeting and you kind of felt excruciating and torturous pain just because you're in that meeting? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that sitting in meetings is equivalent to being nailed to a cross. But, you know, it kind of feels like that if we were going to be dramatic. Well, I know that I'm making light of it, but there are many of us out there who are absolutely miserable in our roles. And we go to work and we go through the motions because we got bills. But I just truly believe that if you have faith in a higher power, if you take any of the stories from your religious book, so for me, if I take any of the stories from the Bible of pain and suffering that different people endured, you learn that you really have to, one, ask for help. And two, if you can't find the help or you don't know where to turn, you know, you just have to walk out on faith a lot of times. And you have to evaluate your situation and you have to think about, what am I supposed to be learning from this? Who am I supposed to be helping in this? And how can I make this better? Or can I make it better? And if I can, how? Right? Those are things that you should be thinking about. But there's absolutely no reason for you to walk into work every day miserable. And so I want you to take this time today, this week, whenever you listen to the podcast, after you listen to this, take some time out to really, you know, meditate on it, pray on it. I just don't think we're supposed to be absolutely miserable at work. In fact, it's the opposite. Work should spark some joy. At the end of the day, don't throw your whole career away just sitting there feeling stuck and wasting time. Get your resume together, believe in yourself, and after you do your reflection and you realize, hey, it's time for me to look for my next opportunity, please go do that. Because again, Jesus wasn't nailed to the cross for you to be miserable at work. Like, I just don't think he suffered so we have to suffer. Like, it's quite the opposite. He suffered so we could be free. We could be saved. And I think we should, you know, take that as some encouragement to move forward. Which leads me to lesson two. If you are miserable at work, could it be that you are being pushed out of your comfort zone so that you will move to the next part of your journey? Now, unfortunately for me, I have this thing where I like to languish in the pain of the situation. And I'm always trying to turn around bad situations. Like, I think I can do it. Like, I can make this work. But what I really need to do is sit back and look at the lessons and pay attention to what I'm supposed to learn. And then really work to move on. Because if you're in a situation and you're that miserable, if I were you, I would say, yeah. Speak, Lord. Speak to me. To me. Oh, speak, Lord!
you, Lord. Save my soul. Yeah.
God is really trying to tell you something, okay? So you really need to pay attention to how the universe is moving around you and how the universe moves in your life. Many times the direction you need to move in is right there in front of you, in front of your face, but you ignore it because it's uncomfortable and you don't understand it. And so you listen to your head, you know, your head is saying, oh, I got bills to pay. I got bills to pay. I can't leave this job. But your heart is like, no, please. I gotta go. This is killing me inside. And you stay in a miserable job because it's the devil you know. And you're scared of that unknown. But right on the other side of that unknown is your greatness. So don't be scared. Trust your heart. Trust your intuition. Do not stay in a place because you're scared of the alternative. And again, we don't have to hang on to any crosses in corporate America. Now, lesson three, the last lesson. As long as you got breath on this earth, every day is a new chance to change. Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And boy, was he right. We don't know what the hell we're doing. None of us. And that's okay. There is no work situation that you can't earn redemption from. We all make mistakes and missteps in our careers. And that's okay. As long as we learn from the situation, we're gonna be just fine. There's this myth out there, especially as Black women. All I ever heard from my mother was, don't make mistakes. Don't make little mistakes. You can't make mistakes. Your mistakes, you won't be able to come back from because you're Black and you're a woman and you can't make any mistakes. Jeez. Well, why did Jesus hang on the cross then if I can't make mistakes? What was the point? And I know my mother meant well, and she was afraid of me failing, but the truth is, there is no such thing as real failure. The only failure that truly is out there is if you just give up and do nothing, then you fail. But as long as you fall, you get back up, keep moving, you're good. So this idea of career-limiting moves, child, let me tell you, the only career-limiting move is you sitting in the same job, not learning anything new, not gaining any new skills for years. And I mean, like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Dear God, you still in the same seat after 5 years? What you doing? If you're not at the extreme top, what are you doing if you're in the same role that long? What are you learning? How are you growing? Now, if it's something that has changed and evolved and allowed you to keep your skills sharp and continuously paid you and rewarded you for your great work, that's a little different because you have things you can add to your resume. But if you're just doing the same shit day in and day out, you sitting up there bored out of your mind, can do this shit in your sleep, why are you still there? What are you doing with your life? Girl, get it together. We got bigger and better things that we need to put our Black girl magic into and manifest in this world. You know, I was watching Beyonce, shout out H-Town, our queen, B. I was watching the Homecoming documentary by Beyonce, and I was truly inspired. This woman works, okay? She works. And my favorite line in the documentary was, if my country ass can do it, so can you. And I was like, you better use her, God. You better use her to tell us to get to work and just do your best. And you're not gonna be perfect every moment, but you keep working towards that perfection. You keep working to get it better. You keep evolving. You keep doing something new. You don't sit still. Beyonce had twins, a rough-ass pregnancy. Her life was probably in some danger at some point with preeclampsia and toxemia. Child, I don't even know how to say that stuff, but it just did not sound good. And she came back with a vengeance. And as she says, her 511 kids. But I'm telling you guys, like, you just have to get to work. And you can't just get to work with your head down. You got to pay attention. Are you learning? Are you growing? Are you moving forward? Are you getting the opportunities you deserve? Are you hoping to get promoted one day? Or do you have a plan that you've worked out with your manager? Every opportunity we get is a blessing, even on the tough days at work. But I've learned the hard way that if you look up one day at work and realize it's been 6 months of shit, God is trying to tell you something. So pay attention. Now, I hope you guys have a wonderful Easter weekend. I hope you guys have a wonderful week this coming week at work. I hope that I've put something on your mind and on your heart and sparked a passion within you to go after everything you were put on this earth to be. And if you know in your heart that you want to make it to the C-suite in a Fortune 500 company, hit me up. I want to meet you. I want to know you. I want to help you because we need you. Right now, there are no Black women CEOs in the Fortune 500. And no, guys, Oprah doesn't count. She's her own magnificent entity. She's not in the Fortune 500. She probably will be, but she ain't there yet. But you guys, we've got to represent. And the takeover has started. Thank you, Beyonce, for being your Black ass self. I love you. You are truly an inspiration for us to be ourselves and to create and manifest everything we're supposed to on this earth. So now, until next week, if you guys need some help or advice about specific situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, or Hit me up at ask@trillmba.com, especially if you are trying to make it to the C-suite. I want to know you. I want to meet you. I want to connect with you. I want to support you. Because no matter what anybody tells you, you can do it. Because guess what? Jesus wasn't nailed to the cross for you not to make it. So until next time, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production, executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.